Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 17th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's once again our joy to prepare and bring this message to you on this beautiful Monday morning as we share the podcast now. Today's message is titled Endurance. The scripture text is a wonderful brief portion from 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3.
We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
We had a great weekend visit with our longtime friends, Mike and Kathy Matangelo, along with their youngest daughter, Tina. Our daughter, Astera, calls Tina her sister since they were both born in Guatemala and came to live in our homes within a year of each other. I first met Mike 30 years ago today on Saturday, September 17, 1977, when he stopped by our house to inquire about the church Brooksine and I were starting. We had just moved up to St. Mary's, Pennsylvania from the Springfield, Missouri area where we had gone to college.
Well, Mike was a young electrical engineer who peppered us with questions concerning our intentions and expressed his heart to serve the Lord. The next day, he and his family were in church for the very first service, and they became real pillars in that fledgling congregation and have been a tremendous blessing to Stephen and me ever since. It's interesting that Mike had his 30th birthday on the very day the church had its first meeting. Mike and Kathy have children all over the country serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
I've been blessed by our daily verse for many years. I suppose that's in part because the preacher in me sees a ready-made three-point sermon outline. Can you see it? Paul, along with Silas and Timothy, begins the letter to the Thessalonians in a manner typical of his style. He so often expressed thankfulness for and assurance of prayer to the recipients of his letters. It's so important to be thankful for those to whom we minister and that they have an assurance of our continued prayers.
Let's especially consider the last phrase today. Paul is remembering their, quote, endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, unquote. The scriptures frequently stress the character quality of endurance. The underlying Greek word, hupomone, is used frequently in scripture. It has a sense of remaining, bearing trials, having fortitude. My observation in Christian life and service is that it's one of the character traits most lacking among Christ's followers today. And that's why we especially rejoice when we hear of a fellow plotter staying on course.
This endurance is inspired by hope. What a great inspiration for endurance. I still recall a professor noting that the Greek word for hope, elpis, conveys an absolute certainty, not a wishful thought. The foundation of this hope is our Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy that Mike and Kathy are demonstrating this endurance. And as they progress through the cycle of life, they continue to proclaim, "He's been faithful to me."
Let's pray. Father, we continually remember the work of our fellow believers that is produced by their faith, their labor that is prompted by love, and their endurance that is inspired by the hope they have in the Lord Jesus Christ. How grateful we are for the love and fellowship we enjoy with our brothers and sisters who serve you all throughout the world. What an indescribable time we're going to have in heaven with you in the very midst of your people. Amen. I'll add a little note today. Yesterday, before Mike and Kathy left our home, we conversed around the table and I shared an experience I had earlier that morning before others had risen from their sleep. I had turned on the Christian radio station and one of my favorite hymns played during the hymn hour, "He Giveth More Grace." Since I enjoy every word of this stirring hymn, I stopped my food preparation and I hung on to every word as I began to worship the Lord. One line in particular stood out. And it goes like this: when we have reached the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. I can considered how much I pray for those who are unsaved or those in a backslidden state to come to the end of their own hoarded resources and look to God, because His resources are not hurtful or destructive. Instead, they're inexhaustible and always have an eternal redemptive quality about them. We often have to endure great heartache as we watch our loved ones. We endure great heartache as we watch our loved ones pulling from their seemingly endless bucket of foolish resources until they become persuaded that their way is not the right way, and finally they look to God. I pray for all who are undergoing this kind of heartache today, with your child, parent, spouse, sibling, friend, co-worker, whomever God has laid on your heart. May God fill you with His enduring hope as you wait for your loved one to come to Christ, so that he or she can experience the generosity of a loving, saving, giving God.
Amen. I appreciate Brooksie's additional thoughts. Often I don't hear them until she reads it. Our practice is that I prepare the message and she edits it and adds the prayer and adds her thoughts. So as she shared that with you today, I heard it for the first time, and my... Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, married couple, 30 years serving the Lord together. We are sharing the message from our new office that we made out of a little barn we have next to our home. Now, when I say barn, you might be thinking of a big farm barn. It's more like a shed, but it's in the shape of a barn. And we're thankful today for the opportunity to share these words with you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have several pictures on the site today, one of Mike and Kathy and their daughter Tina, and we also have some pictures of our weekend that you may find interesting as well. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.